Mr. Roth joining us as he does each and every Tuesday at this time. And my friend, I'll just take a stab that you will never forget how you kicked off year number 25.
Yeah, that was an exciting night last night at halftime for me and Mike. But then at the end of the game to see the Hokies come from behind and really for the second year in a row show some tremendous resiliency to beat Georgia Tech.
I want to spend some time on halftime last night and you and Mike here in a second. But as far as the game goes, less than 24 hours you walk away from that game. Georgia Tech, you know when you play them, it's a beast of a different breed. What left or who left a lasting impression on you last night?
Well, how about Dimitri Knowles in his first game? Looked really good. I thought Corey Fuller has shown he's not just a track guy anymore. Jack Tyler against a run-first team is a really good player. He had a tremendous game last night making tackles. I thought Jarrett and Gavea Winslow were tremendous tacklers. I thought after having that snap go through his hands on that one punt, Hughes came back and landed three inside the 20. So I thought he showed some mental toughness and bounced back. And I thought it was a typical first game. There were a lot of people on both sides playing in their first games, and it showed. That's why you don't want to open with a pivotal game, and you're maybe a bit more conservative. But until the interception in overtime, neither team had a turnover, and there was only, what, the Hokies committed three penalties and Georgia Tech committed five. That's pretty good. So to beat that team in an opener and to be 1-0, and now you got four non-conference games to get better, I think it's a great start for the Hokies.
That's what I said in the beginning part of the show. It's exactly what I said. You're in a pretty good spot, and I actually brought that up going into last night because Georgia Tech, they have a heck of a September. They got UVA coming up in, like, I think 13 days. If you're Virginia Tech, you know, you go 0-1, you're chomping at the bit to get to October, but now you want to know all those mistakes, they're correctable with Austin Peay and Cincinnati and Pitt, who loses to Youngstown State. You don't want to take anybody for granted because you saw what happened against JMU a couple years ago, but you got some wiggle room.
I thought Coach Groh had his defense really ready to play last night, and we talked about the Hokies having all summer to get ready to play. So did Georgia Tech. They were really good. They were very physical last night. They brought out brand-new helmets that they've never worn before, brand-new jerseys that they've never worn before. I think the Hokies, in so many ways, got Georgia Tech's best shot. Not that the Hokies don't see that a lot, but you could see how much that game meant for the Georgia Tech kids. They played so hard. Both teams did. It was a great show. It was a fun game to broadcast.
Personal opinion, was it more Georgia Tech getting the Logan Thomas, or was Logan Thomas just having an off night?
He had a bad three quarters. He did not throw the ball with his typical accuracy in the first three, but in the fourth quarter he was 9 for 12, and he made some great throws in the fourth quarter.
And I gotta tell you, for all the talk about the O-line, and I heard the compliments coming out of camp, they held up their end of the bargain last night.
Yeah, Holmes has to run straight ahead.
Yes,
he and Mike Burnup mentioned that several times. You got to get the ball and go, and there's especially against a really good defense like Georgia Tech's. There's no picking your way and looking. You've got to go and explode through, and if someone's there, break the tackle. And he'll get better. Again, that was his first game, too.
He's Bill Roth. We've got him. You got questions for him about last night, about the season, what stood out to you? 345-0910, and you can jump in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. That's 345-0910. And one thing that we all love to do in this business is play the old what-if card. What if this? What if that? I'll tell you, Bill, what if this defense, this whole first unit can stay healthy? I'm talking top five defense in the country. They were that impressive.
They played really well. And, you know, playing against Georgia Tech is hard. And
it's
you didn't
so
see
different.
One guy, you didn't see one guy get chopped last night. They were really well coached, well prepared. They knew what their linemen were doing. Now, Georgia Tech was coming low, but they did a really good job of staying on their feet. And Georgia Tech ran an awful lot of plays and was way under its average running the football. I think it's going to be really hard. You know, the Hopkins brothers in the middle and Luther Matty. And how about the job Corey Marshall did last night? You talk about a team that's going to be really hard to run the ball against. And when the Hokies play, you know, a team that's more conventional offensively the next couple of weeks, if I'm a quarterback against Tech and it's third down and 15, that is a scary situation to be in.
You can think, and you can do this, and I did it. I'm doing it right now. As you're mentioning all these names, I'm thinking about, you mentioned the chop blocks. You can think of a different different part of a game last night and a different defensive guy who stood out, because you brought up the blocks, the chop blocks, and I'm thinking about a couple impressive tackles that Jarrett and Collins made where they basically stopped right in front of the block, leapt over the defender or the blocker, and got to the ball carrier.
I mean, yeah, and that's of course, when you have guys that have played so many snaps, if you go back and look at the plays guys made in Michigan, I know we lost the bowl game, but Michigan's offense didn't do much. If you go back and watch the tape and the plays that Luther Maddie made, and if you go back and watch the Virginia game and just how well they played up front, just physical, fourth and one, no one's getting the yard, they're knocking people all over the place. They played really well. And I've repeated this since, I think, on your show probably 20 times, the enigma's Clemson. The two Clemson games, Tech couldn't stop them. But the other 12 games, they were lights out.
And you and I both know, and I've brought this up about the schedule in October, the enigma still will be Clemson, because you have no clue what Clemson's going to look like in October or what kind of mood they'll be in. Let's take a time out in the Callen Gates Roth Report. We'll come back. Phil and Dan, you're lined up for Bill Roth. I have open phone lines at 345-0910, and we'll talk about what it was like to be honored at halftime last night. He's Bill Roth in the Callen Gates Roth Report, back in 30 seconds.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in Tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Callen Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Callen Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Callen Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Callen Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Right back at it on the Callen Gates Roth Report. Bill Roth joining us from Blacksburg after calling Virginia Tech's 21-17 win last night. Excuse me, 2017. I had 21-17 on my prediction, so I wasn't that far off.
Good for you.
Just couldn't predict a crazy finish like that. Let me make this about you, my friend. Bill Roth, Mike Burnup last night, honored at halftime, 25 years together. What was that like being at midfield and hearing the whole crowd going bonkers for you?
Well, first of all, it was very humbling. And it was a complete surprise. We had no idea it was going to happen until they came into the booth at halftime and got us.
Really?
The crowd was great. It was much louder on the field than I thought it would be. And it's the first time I've been on the field in the middle of a game like that, obviously, since I've been here. So that was interesting and unique. And when they announced, actually they told us about a minute before they told us why we were going to the field, but they didn't fill us in on the scholarship that they're going to create for my sister and Mike's wife Ellen, who both passed this past year for cancer, and that was very emotional. I'll be honest with you, Wes. And then to hear over the PA announcement, and then over the video board, they were talking about my sister and Mike's wife Ellen for a couple of minutes. It was hard. It was a very emotional couple of minutes on the field. But the crowd was awesome. The ovation and the roar was a once in a lifetime experience.
I said this the night that Frank Beamer was in town, you guys were in town for the Hokie Club dinner. If you get a chance, read the article in the Daily Press by David Teal about Bill and Mike. I will tell you from a radio standpoint, the hardest thing in this business is to have chemistry with somebody, and you guys knock it out of the ballpark every single Saturday. And by the way, another honor, game number 300 together this Saturday. Congratulations on both of them.
Thanks. I just hope we keep winning. You know, that's the bottom line. We got to keep winning. That's what makes broadcast sound good. Last night, it was hard to mess that one up. A dramatic finish coming from behind twice in the fourth quarter. That doesn't happen very often. Mike and I were talking on the air at the end of the game with the new rule with the touchback coming out of the 25 and 44 seconds left. Would it have been better off to squib kick, make the Hokies return the football, and eat 8 or 9 seconds off so that Virginia Tech takes over with 36 or 37 seconds left instead of 44? And Mike says, no, the last time Georgia Tech played it, Blacksburg, they lost on a kickoff return, and they weren't going to lose again on that. That was David Wilson in 2010. Yeah. But by booting it into the end zone, now you got a 5-yard head start this year with the new rule in college football. So Logan's got the ball on the 25. He completes a 27-yard pass. All right, now the ball's at the Georgia Tech 47-yard line with 38 seconds left and three timeouts. I thought that the time was on Georgia Tech's side, and they could have had more. They could have made that more of an advantage. Burnup disagrees with me. He said blow it through the end zone and take your chances.
It's an interesting angle, and we're going to have different scenarios with the new kickoff rule this year. Let me squeeze a couple calls in here. Some people want to talk to you. Let's start with Phil in Richmond. Phil, you're on with Bill Roth.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just curious, why do they have Roberts fielding the returns on the punch? He seemed skittish last night. He seems hesitant because of past injuries, and it seemed really hurt Tech on some critical punts they were fielding. Thanks.
I agree with you. I think he needs to catch those punts. In a game like that where field position was so important, not that it's not important in every game, he probably should have caught some balls that he ran away from. A couple years ago, he was going to be the punt returner, and it didn't happen. And I think they like his skill in catching the football in traffic, but he's got to catch the ball. So I agree with you. I'm sure they're visiting with him today on that.
Let's go to Dan and Glen Allen. Dan, you're up next with Bill Roth.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Bill, I just had a quick question or maybe observation. It seemed like yesterday when Logan was going to pass the ball, the protection was there. But when they were trying to establish the run, it seemed like they couldn't get any push off the line. And I was wondering if you saw the same thing.
Yeah, I think that had Georgia Tech's linebackers crowding the line. They did a really good job. That's the best defensive game Groh has had against Virginia Tech in a long time, even going back to when he was at UVA. They played really, really well. They had a great scheme. They did a really good job of taking some things away. And he knew he had freshman running backs. I mean, you had Michael Holmes never played in a college game before, and J.C. Coleman had never played in a college game before. Demetri Knowles has never played in a college game before. You know there's some inexperience out there. And I thought Virginia did a great job of mucking it up in the middle and making it really, really hard for our guys to run. Early, and you guys can probably agree with me or disagree if you want, it seemed like Logan was almost hesitant to hand the ball off.
Yes.
He was keeping it on all the options. Any read play, he would ride the belly of Holmes and then just keep it. And I think as the game went along, that changed a little bit. But early in the game, Logan was, he was hanging onto the ball for some 2-3 yard gains. And sometimes you wonder, well, if he had pitched it, maybe a year ago with David Wilson on the edge, he does pitch it.
We'll find out. Game number 2, how do Hokies get better? Austin Peay coming up. This is a 1:30 game on Saturday?
1:30 on Saturday, Lane Stadium. And this is going to be terrific. 2 games in a week, and then we go to Pitt.
September 15th. That's right. You get to go, maybe the Buccos in town?
You know, the schedule shows the Jets are playing the Steelers. I haven't looked at the Pirates' schedule. The Steelers are in town.
Make a weekend of it, my friend.
I'm just excited that we got off to a great start last night, because after what happened against East Carolina in Charlotte and the Boise game up in D.C. and the USC game and the Alabama game in Atlanta, I think it would have been really hard to lose another season opener.
Yeah.
And particularly if it was a conference game. And to be 1-0 with an overtime win is really great. Had the Hokies lost last night, they'd have lost 3 in a row now and 2 in overtime. That would have been tough to come back from, and to be a game down in the standings would have been bad. So any win is a good one, but a last-second game-winning kick with no time left, first time since Shane Graham's kick at West Virginia, that's a great way to start a season.
Yeah, considering the history between these two teams in the Coastal, that's a definite added bonus. Bill, I'm out of time. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Great job and congratulations again.
Thanks, Wes. See you, man.
You got it. It's Bill Roth in the Cowan Gates Roth Report.